Blog Talk Radio.
The mind is coming out to you. March 2nd, March 3rd, 2021. Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
How you guys doing? You know, thank you for all who've been listening to me over the years. I've been doing podcasts. This is Dove Knight, singer, songwriter, musician. But I'm also author and intellectual because I have a philosophy. You know, I'm doing this podcast because, again, it came to my opinion again, you know. But now I'm ignoring this, but if you want to know who the real Dove Knight is, it's me, basic common sense. Because I have some people say that Dove Knight is, you know, just not me, it's someone else. And I have people who say that Dove Knight didn't do this or Dove Knight. If you want to know who Dove Knight is, just contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter. There is a website on my Twitter account, Spinoff of Dove Knight. You can contact me. You can look at my videos, people videos. You can all, you know, the songs that I, you know, recorded are written with the videos as well as the Dove Knight Matter Part 2, the hits. I pretty much co-written everything on that album. I designed a lot of the videos. I designed the album covers. So before I was talking to you, I was improvising, singing along to melodies in my head. Because that's how I started out singing, is improvising. Improvising means you come up with a song on the spot, just like that. And how did I learn how to do that? Or, you know, sometimes I'm off or whatever, but it just comes out of me. Just being in bands where we had to, or jam bands, where we just sit down and they just start playing and I start singing. I start singing a lyric and that's how it is. Or in the recording studio, when I make the demos, I just start singing. Just start singing from what I know, the melody. And the melody, whatever, vocal melody, goes with the instrument that's the song. Sometimes it will come out perfectly, but then again, now I'm using the keyboard to write the song. Now, because I have the same melody for two songs, and I'm like, but then again, it's okay if I use a melody for one song. Just don't use the whole thing, because I'm trying to be as original as possible. But I'm telling you the truth, no lies, you know. I'm the real deal. Some people probably who listen to me have made question why I'm on the air and I shouldn't be doing all these. Well, it's part of the, you know, the expression of creativity is to communicate through podcasts. I like to branch out into more podcasting that deals with other issues, but I am an artist. I've been an artist all my life. I used to draw pictures and paintings when I was young, and then I started singing and I started playing instruments. So it's about creativity. And I have to get credit to where it's due to what I'm doing, because the songs, I am part of the songwriting. I didn't just sing it. And there was one person who don't know anything about the music business said that being a lyricist is not part of the songwriting. And I'm like, that is so, they're out of touch with reality. Lyrics and music is the songwriting, period. We all know that. You know that. So, well, anyway, that's the truth. I wrote all the songs, co-written the songs. if anyone's interested in anything that I do, or if you, you know, or these podcasts, please give me a call at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter, as well as DoveNeedsLove22 at yahoo.com. I'm giving you that email address because some people, if they were interested or want to contact me, can contact me at DoveNight on Twitter and look Dove Needs Love and the 22, you know, that's why I am. Professional singer-songwriter. But I am a creator, and that's why I do this. So that the question to those who wonder why I'm doing this, I've been doing it for years, and it's part of the creativity, and it's about being who I am. And that's no lie. And the Dove Night Matter Part 2 hits. If you keep an open mind, it is available for you to listen to. And it's for you, you know. I'm bringing this about because there are other, I get these criteria. Some people say, oh, I should be doing another line of work or what kind of work I'm doing or whatever. Well, I'm intellectual. I'm also doing a lot of work, other things outside of music, but I am primarily an artist. But while it's not the only part of me, it is an important part of me. So I think I have to continue to do it because it's so positive. And respect to all other artists and creators, they are all, you know, authentic, and I would never question any other artist's credibility in any way, shape, or form, especially with music. Because there were people who said they took my song and wanted to do this. I am the one who wrote the song. I do have the rights to all the songs. I co-written it with other people. Other people that when I write, they're going to get credit for it. But I was involved in the lyrics and the melody, the vision, what the song was about. But I'm not the only one. Okay, so, but it was just me and another person who written the Dove Night Matter Part 2, the hits. And it's filled with pop and rock music. It's all positive because I like to write about love. I just came up with a love song improvising. You know, it needs a little work, you know, because when you think about writing songs, I have to, especially when I make a demo in the recording studio, I have to come up with some lyrics and an idea about the song and how to sing it and the melody. And then I go, oh, how, what is going to be like? And then I have to go and to the studio to write it. But I think I've written enough songs for now to illustrate where I'm going. The next part of the equation is for me to write for my keyboard about different songs and probably release it from that standpoint. Because I've been doing this for so many years. And I, you know, the sequestering from the COVID-19 virus, unfortunately, took a toll on me, and that's why I took off for like 3 months for the most part, because of, you know, taking care of health. My health is fine, and that is no lie. And let me tell you, creativity is such a part of who I am. And if you keep an open mind, you can listen to the Dove Night Matter Part 2 Spotify for free. You can listen to it on Amazon. You can listen to it on Deezer because it's all for you. And I'm really gentle with everything, and everything I say is authentic. So if anyone's interested in anything, I would like to say contact me directly. I had some people who were coming over, who I don't know very well, coming over to my to where I was, and I was like, I don't like that. Why are they come riding around in the car or whatever? You know, I would like them to come to me directly, say hello, who Dove Night is. I hope, you know, in the real Dove Night. If you want to know who the real Dove Night is, you know, just contact me on Twitter and send an email. And it's respect to you as respect to me, because being an artist and being a person, I have to be authentic but also positive. Because the Dove Night Matter Part 2 encompasses love, love, love. Like this one, And this is one of my favorites as far as disco dance because it's so lovable. Love. Especially when I was had to go through some incident that reminded me self-love is the most highest form of love, in my opinion. Because without self-love, I wouldn't be able to love someone else and understand what love really is.
Respect for you,
no matter if you create or not, because being a human being means I have to be aware of other human beings' feelings and respect. And that's how we get along with each other. Because the Dove Night Matter Part 2 is all about what I'm saying, because it's about love. Love is the highest form of expression on this planet. And I'm going to say again that my viewpoint and this album, the way I've written it with the love songs, is that it does not discriminate against anyone, regardless of what they come from. It do not discriminate against anyone, regardless of religion, race, sexual orientation, sex, etc. Because, you know, in the world today, there's been many discussions, especially recently, about racism or any type of intolerance. And my stance is that there is no excuse for any type of intolerance, regardless of what lifestyle or what religion or origin or sex, gender, etc. What it is should be based on, in my opinion, is character. The character of the person, how a person treats another person. Not what color of skin they are, not what religion, not what sexual orientation. And I say that because when I write a song, I never use he or she in it, because I want it to be a universal thing for people regardless of sexual orientation or origin or religion to enjoy, because we are all God's children. And that's really what it is. We are all God's children. And no matter what religion we believe in, love, the highest form of spirituality, is more powerful than any type of religion, in my opinion, because it accepts everybody. Love does not discriminate. Love is not prejudice. Love accepts. And that's what I truly believe. I do believe that we should base our judgments on character, because it's how we treat other human beings. That's where it should be, not on what we are or who we love or what we look like. It should be based on how we act, what we do to other people. And that's why I've written that, because the other part of the album had to do with understanding adversity and how to overcome it. Like, I've written the song Outcast, and I've written these songs, you know. Because I was, you know, I started off in rock and roll. I was a rock and roll singer. You can hear me, you know. I love rock and roll singing, but the rock and roll singing was about overcoming adversity like this one. If you want to buy it, it's there for you. iTunes, it is there for you. What I mean is that I made these songs for you to buy or you to listen to for free. It's all there for you. And that's what it's all about. But what's unique is that's what overcoming adversity. You know, it's like being judged. It's about the song about I was judged, not by my talent or my character. I was judged by way of the way I look, which is so wrong. And that's, unfortunately, that's what happened. But despite it all, you know, it's about believing in thyself.
young, I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things didn't.
That was Tragedy Is Not What I Am. You can listen to it on Spotify, Deezer, and more about it. Tragedy Is Not What I Am is about talking about overcoming obstacles. It's very positive. It's a rock song. And it was overcoming obstacles. And it was about telling what happened. You know, I hung around with the wrong people and didn't do well in school. But there were other incidents, you know, going for the music industry or whatever, and people say I can't make it or da, da, da. Well, it's the truth, you know. It's about belief that faith can move mountains and that in spite of it all, that I'm going to be okay, that I'm going to do good and things are going to change for the better. So, because a real tragedy would be if I gave up on my music, if I just give up and just say, oh, I had to listen to all my critics and just give up. I can't do that. That would be a tragedy. If I have a gift and a gift at something, a talent or ambition, and someone says, "Oh, I can't sing or can't write," and I listen to that, that's not good for me. If I gave up or listened to that, you know, that's not good. So I have to continue to do what I need to do and communicate at the same time about what is truly the honest way of expression. Because I started off in rock and roll is my roots, but I also became a pop singer. It's great to sing pop. Again, when I write a love song or anything, it's universal. I never use he or she because I write it to correlate to everyone, whether they're a man or a woman or regardless of where they come from. So that is why I write the way I do. So it's a joy to make music. It's a joy to talk to you. And again, thank you for listening. Here's a new song that I've written, co-written. I've written every one of them. Here's one of them. Here's one we... contact me about the podcast or what I say, you can contact me at, again, DoveNeedsLove22@yahoo.com and at DoveNeedsLove on Twitter. And thank you to everybody on Twitter and to everybody on Facebook or whoever's listening, because I make these songs for you. And I really appreciate this because we're all God's children. And that's why I always say, after every podcast, may all your wishes and dreams come true like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. And I'm glad that one of my wishes and dreams did come true, is that they found a vaccination for COVID, so I can stay alive, or we can all stay alive and have a chance to continue life and beat this deadly disease. To all COVID victims, my condolences for you. But hope for the future, for you to get better, for we all can live and survive and be happy and go back to our old routines. And I wanted to also say, may God bless you all, no matter where you are, no matter where you come from, no matter where you belong, because you're equal. We're all equal to each other, because we're all God's children. Good day, good night, from Dove, Night.